You guys want to cause it a little bit? What? Cause it? It's a good kind of machine, no? I think it was a good machine. Sat on it this night. Room 2. It's worth it, no? I left out one section, as you noticed. Because it's on to page 3 and complicated to... The part that I didn't do in the Chazara part of this sheet is the part about the Shiloh. The three Shilohs, what the Shilohs were. One reason is because I ran out of space. And the second reason is the Iker, because I wanted to stress that the Iker they have to walk away from the Sugya is the quality piece over here, which had three parts to it, as you notice. The first part, the second part, and the third part. So let's do a little chazar over here, and with that we'll say goodbye to Dr. Crane for Tov Shin Pei Vav, and Mitzvah Hashem, Shatov and Mitzlachas and Tov Shin. Oh, scary tzaddik Aleph, that's... See it again. Sugi, by the way, what? Amen. Sugi, by the way, the way I feel, I'm very sad today, yeah? Because a sugya is a personality. A sugya is a mitzvah, it's a ruchni. It's not like a sugya, it's intellectual information, right? You finish an encyclopedia, you don't feel bad. But Tukva Kohen is a whole bit. Tukva Kohen is a mitzvah. It's like departing from a bit. We have to make a sugya's prayer. I didn't ask you about Kathy, yeah? We should make a sugya's prayer. What? Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos, yeah? It's two dinim. We should make a sugya's prayer. Say goodbye to a dear friend that you hung around with for 5 weeks, right? And you, day and night, and you dreamed about it, and you thought about it. Very depressing day. I barely got myself out of bed in the morning, for other reasons also, but it's a depressing day. It's sad. You say goodbye to Tucker Crane. It's other nice things coming up, but it's nothing like Tucker Crane. So, it's not Tucker Crane. Okay, it's a nice thing. It's all good, but not Tucker Crane. So I'm not coming to say, if I care, the sugars coming up now are very, very important, and probably more important than Tukva Kohen. I saved us. Should have gone into marketing, you know? Well, I got into this teaching business. Anyway, we're saying goodbye from Tukva Kohen, and we touched on many, many, many of the Yesodos of Shas over here, and how seriously Yeshayim took the sugya and Arichus Dvarim and Flogim. That they were Meirich over here and Tifalumpus and Chazvedova. Gailim worked very hard on it and held on a long journey. Chazvedova, absorb it. This sheet's a good headline. There's a tremendous amount of rage behind what's on the sheet. I really, really only wrote the Rashi Brokum, the headlines, Mamish, not more than that. But Gailim worked hard. You work hard on Azach, you take it with you. And Ukraine, it's a Chelik of Torah, it's a Chelik of Akkadosh Baruch Hu, Kipshutei. I'm going to go over some of the Nikudas over here on the sheet, just to speak them out again. And to add on, obviously, his Berim that I didn't write over here. I wrote the Chazara sheet on three parts. The Sugi had four parts to it, by the way. Okay? The Sugi had four parts to it. The first part of the Sugi, which is not on this sheet, is really a local Sugi. It's a local sugya, which is really a one-question sugya. It doesn't have a lot of lumdas to it. I mean, it does, it's not a complicated sugya. It's a sugya, what we call shaila number one, shaila number two, shaila number three, which was based on the suffix of Rebzeir had a suffix which also got Kastavach, whether it's a hida or not. And then there was shaila one, two, and three, which were interconnected with each other. Shaila one was Hikdisha Balei Takva. Shal number two was Hikdisha Bavasusa before you grabbed it. Shal number three was making Hek Kedushas Bechor before the Kohen grabs it. The Fida Havamina, that the Kedushas Bechor is totally on the Kohen Mamish making the Hekdish. Okay, those were three things which are not on this sheet. There's no question about it that the fundamental gang in the three Sfekas, what we call, which are interconnected, was a very, very interesting Lamda Shashayla. What was the Shailah? The Shailah was a Zach, which is Suffolk wine, and I want to go make it Hekdish, me Suffolk. Is it enough under my jurisdiction to Bechal make a Suffolk even Hekdish? And the Shailah was under your jurisdiction is, we saw the Lashon of Rashi, Shum Koyach, right? You have Epis Koyach. Remember that Lashon of Rashi? That Lashon of Rashi was the cornerstone of the Sugya. Shum Koyach, Epis Koyach. The Rishon said the same Lashon, Epis Koyach. And that was the Shaila in all three cases, whether or not a guy who has a Shum Koyach and something, Machos HaSafik, is that enough to be called in your Rishos? That was the three Sfeikas. And on that, the Gemara brought a Raya from Tarfa Kain, because the Gemara that Havamina held two things. One is that the Kedushas of Bachar is made Ayidei the Kain, quote unquote. And two, it's made Ayidei the Kain only because he can grab it, otherwise nothing to talk about. And that's a Raya, that's something that you have a potential to grab. It's called a Shum Koyach, that you can go ahead and do it. That was the big three Sfeikas with the Rav Tarfa. The Gemara incidentally is not a Rav Tarfa, because the Kain is not the one who makes it, it's Kedusha Bameleo. And with that, we ended that topic, Beatzim. Yesterday, we ended that topic with the formality of the Gemara of Nachman, who said that Dabasheni Yachlos Midyanim, and the Yisoid of Dabasheni that you can't steal, which doesn't apply by Karka, and that was the Maskana of that Gemara. Okay, that's the Shlemus of that Zach. Under that umbrella, which I did not write about in today's sheet, we have the sheet of Tosis, who did a weird Zach, and took the first Suffolk. It means everybody has to learn that the second and third Sfeik is all the way we said. That's the Raya from Bukhar. Taisus did a weird Zach. He did a Zach which shook the world. He changed Sfeik number one. Now, changing Sfeik number one has two problems. What is Sfeik number one? Sfeik number one is not can you grab and get it. Because by Yachleiku you can't grab, as the Lashit also will see some later. He only works with Haidah. Haidah is not called a right to grab. Correct? Remember we said that? Be great. He spent days and days on that. So the suffix was, when a guy was quiet, b'shas the hekdish, is your shtika on a deeper called a shtika or not? That was the big grade of Tosis. Now, the short guide of Tosis is that A, he's against the pasuk of the Gemara. The Gemara is mashmash that there are three sfeikas which are intertwined to each other. And second, the raya from Mesusa is very problematic. What's the raya from Mesusa? Mesusa was a different shayla. So the raya was an ukimta, because rather by Mesusa, the Gemara knew that the guy was quiet, so the guy was quiet on the hekdish. Let that be a hoidah, hopach karai. So, what I'm trying to bring out is that obviously there had to be something which forced Tosfos to do this. There has to be obviously which forced Tosfos to take the context out of it that the first suffix by Gdisha would like talk about, you can't do it. We're going to come to that Lashitasa soon over here on the sheet. But that's the setup, okay, of topic number one in the Sugya, which is, by the way, how Tarfa Kohen came into the Sugya. That's how we got into Tarfa Kohen, because the Gemara originally thought that Tarfa Kohen aimed at Zimiyot, and that's why it becomes Kodesh, okay? That's how we got into the Sugya. Let's now go over what I consider to be the three important parts of this Sugya, the three Shas parts of it, okay? Those Machlekas over here, whether Tarfa Kohen Metzian or not Metzian. Now, the name of that Machlekas is, can you grab from a din of Havetz Mechavel Varaya? I do want to tell you that something which I didn't put down on the sheet, because there's one piece of the Ramban that we didn't finish off properly, okay? There's another piece of Ramban. We spent many, many days on the Ramban, on all the Chalokim, and the Chalokim, and all the rules, and all the Kolim. There's another piece of the Ramban at the end that we didn't finish, because it was enough for the Ramban, for now. The Ramban speaks out that this din that you now let it grab is not just in a Sufik like Bukhar, it's by every Sufik you have, all the Tekus you have in Shas, for example. There's many, many takus on all types of shaylas and mammonis all over Shas. When we say leave it where it is, you're not allowed to grab. The Ramban includes, this means, there's all types of sfeikas that you have by mammonis. You have a suffix by Bukhar, whose behem it is. You have a suffix whether the lady is owed 100 or 200. You have a suffix whether I owe you money in the case of a shtar of trey or trey. You have cases of twice losh arishin, twice losh an achron. And then you have all over Shas, all types of takus. At the beginning of Elementis, remember from fifth grade, The what do you call it? We learned it this year, the case of Kav Bar Ba'ames, all those cases. The Gemara says, Teku, we've asked it. What are you doing in all those cases? Who gets it? Where it is? Who's mosing in it? You're not allowed to grab. B'chula, 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 b'chula. Ayin Shom Heitev, okay? The Ramban spreads it all over Shas, all sfeikas. So, we have a machlekes over here, a fundamental machlekes, when you have Moetze Mechavel Maraya. Is it Mitzin or Emitzin? Is the guy allowed to grab? I would say better, the correct terminology is not whether he's allowed to grab, that's not the Vart. The Vart is if he grabs, do we leave it by him or not? Mitzin or Emitzin? I stress that. So there's a man who holds Mitzin, and a man who holds Emitzin. Machlik is Rabbi Ramanuna, by the way. Machlik is the Halacha. Ramanuna took on for Dabar Pasha, took for Kray Emitzin, he's allowed to grab. Let's remember that. He's allowed to grab. I eat by him, now it's me. So I broke it up over here into two parts, if you noticed, into what does Mandiyam hold Metzion hold, and what does Mandiyam hold Ein Metzion hold. By the way, as we saw in the Rishonim, if I would ask you what the Pashto Peshat is the Pashto Peshat you're allowed to grab, you're not allowed to grab, Pashto Peshat Metzion, Ein Metzion? It's not clear. It's not clear. It's not clear at all. Hallelujah, you have Rishonim who gave a whole list of cases where you're allowed to grab, you see over here. In other words, is the Peshat is that bad thing you're allowed to grab except for cases where or it's not allowed to grab. Just in certain cases, you're allowed to grab. That's the correct way to approach it. In other words, when you see such a Gemara, if I would ask you, we'll go back 2 or 3 weeks, and I'll ask you, my rabbi say, what's the pasuk? You're allowed to grab, you're not allowed to grab. I don't know what the other one would say. But we see that the Rishonim, because of their huge clashes of all the Gemaras that they brought down, they started to carve out all types of halachas and klolim and kloli klolim, which they came along and set up. Okay. So under 1 Aleph 1, yeah, holding cup. Yeah. Number one is Aleph is the one who holds Metzion. You grab, you take away. Why is that? So we said Kama Bakama Mahalfim. One is Erev Bochonon, who said that's a Psak Vaday. Erev Bochonon says that the Mandiyomo who holds Metzion is a radical Pshat. I want to stress it. It's a radical Pshat that the Nesivas in the Tshuva said it can't be such a Zach. What was the radical pshat that Rav Chana said? I want to speak it out. Rav Chana said it's a radical pshat, that it's a psak vaday, like cheskes yisurim. It's like we know exactly what happened at Shalom HaYisrael, and that's what paskin did. And therefore, you can't grab. We paskin the shayla already, Shalom HaYisrael. That's what Rav Chana learned in Krebet Tzaris. The Rosh Zimin Chav Dalet clearly learned that the reason why you're not allowed to grab is because tvisa shem olevi tvisa b'makum sheyesh cheskes momen. How do we know that the Rosh learned like that? Because the Rosh did a zach, which shook the world. The Rosh said, I have a kasha from our Gemara, but the man that says he can't grab, to the story over there, where we had a suffix, whether a guy can make a Maisa Kinyan, whether a guy did a Maisa Meshich on the Behemoth, whether it radiates to the Kalim on it or not. And there was a suffix in the Gemara there, so the Rosh says, the Seder, so it stays by you, because he took it from Hefker. In fact, the Rosh, why somebody else grabs from you? He can't grab. In fact, the Rosh, why not? I tvisa sefker, suffik lavi tvisa. You did an act of tvisa, you took it from somewhere. So the Velt went crazy. What are you talking about, Bachal? It was just a cop. The guy didn't do an act of tvisa, he didn't do an act of gzela. There's no psak. Nothing happened. What's going on over there? What's the Rosh want? What's the Rosh with our sugya over there? The other guy, there wasn't tvisa from anybody. There was no first mutzik. There was no mitzvah chavavria. There's no shapella. There's no mitzvah chavavria in that case over there. What did he find in our Gemara? Is the Teretz, is the Rosh found in our Gemara that a tvisa shema is not a good tvisa? And maybe he took it so far. If a tvisa shema is not a good tvisa, so then even in that case where there's no more comment, there's no mitzvah of Elvira, your tvisa is not a tvisa that I can grab back and forth. He says, no, there's a chiluk, because over here there's episode of Mutzik, there's somebody there, but the etzim problem in the sugi he wasn't crazy from, that tvisa suffix, let me make his tvisa. The Rabban holds that the reason why I talk for Kohen Metzion, let's get this clear, why Metzion? Because number one's a Mutzik, and number two's only a tafas. I stressed this on Friday last week. Number one is a mozik. How do we know that the Rabban holds number one is a mozik? How do we know that number one is a mozik? How do we know that number one is a mozik? My rabbi say. Because the Rabban said that by trey, we don't say that dinner talk for Kohen Metzion miyadoi. That means, stating the Rabban, two velt chidushim which shook the world. Number one is that there's a higher darg of a Metzion Mechamel Varaya that doesn't apply by trey. And that higher dark is what I need to go be mighty for me and a guy. Is Megizgal and Rabban two Neuridiki Yasaidis? One is, I repeat, that in order to go be mighty from the guy, I have to be a Mozik. And number two is that there's a higher dark called Mozik that wasn't said by Trey. But what's the gear to my headlines over here is Beseda. So why allowed to be mighty? Why am I to talk for Koyamitsian? Because I'm a Mozik and you're a Tophos. And you're not more than a Tophos. A Tophos you are, but you're not more than a Tophos. Because you're a Tophos and I'm the Mozik. I have the higher level. I can knock you out. There's another place that we saw this. Where do we see another place that we saw this Ramban hold, that the higher guy knocks out the lower guy? Where was the other case that we saw in the Ramban, this you say, that the higher guy knocks out the lower guy? The Ramban said, it's on the sheet later on, that when you do a Tfisa Bereshos, so then the typhus gets it, and the other guy can't grab back. Why? Well, how do you explain that? Plus Ephes, because the number two became a Bailam. He became the higher level, and the number one is only a Tophos. That's Niflamoid. Those are two places in the Sugya where I see that the Ramban and his Kalei Tvisa hold of this concept of a higher level and a lower level. it's shocking, you know, the more you talk about it, the more you get used to it. But you should know that it's a shocking zach, that there's a higher level Kabbalistic rabbi who doesn't have a Makar and a Gemara anywhere, except for this Ramah. This Ramah is one of the first Makaris that there's such a thing called a higher level, which doesn't apply by Trey Trey, and that's what allows me to go take it out of the guy, and it works two ways. In a case where number one has the higher level, he can take it out of number two, it doesn't, because number two is just a toughness, he just grabbed it. And the other case, where number two becomes a violent because it was Tisa Bereshus. So then the other way around, the first guy can't bounce back and take it from. Those are the two places we saw that. But either way, what's like getting to the headlines over here is, that's the reason why Takva Kayim Metzi Miyadeh. So I said three reasons so far. Ochanan says it's a Vaday. The Rosh says that it's a what? It's a Tisa Shem Alevi Tisa. The Ramban holds, based on this whole Shtik Kulteru, we've spent the whole day on this, that the number one is a higher level of Metzi Miyadeh. He's a Muzik, we see him as the Bailam, and he's Metzi from the guy who's the toughest. That's shot number three. Shot number four is, what's shot number four? Why is Takva Kayim Metzi Miyadeh? Because he did a Maisik Zela, Tosfos and the Rashba, and never tells us. I want to take a step back over. I want everyone to realize. We had a Mandiyam over here, we hold Takva Kayim Metzi Miyadeh. We pass it like that, right? Take a step back and realize how much Torah was said to explain why you're not allowed to grab. Take a step back and pay attention to the fact of, we pass the Torah for Kohen Metzivah, you're not allowed to grab. We leave it by the number one. Number two can't grab. Just look at these four reasons over here, which are four quotes from Rishonim, how much the Rishonim mutchered. I'll give you an example, okay? The Rashba is, by the way, the most simple shot. The Rashba says you're a Gazlan, you're not a tough as well, nothing happened, okay? It's the most radical shot, but it's the simplest shot. It's not a complicated shot. Okay? It's not a clear shot. According to Rabbi Chanan, it's also a simple shot. It's radical. Psak vadai, mamish. We know for sure whose it is. Okay? The Ramban is already a very complicated shot. The Ramban saw in this Gemara that from the fact that one could take it out of two, it's a raya that one has a higher level called muzik, and that doesn't apply by trey trey. Or another complicated shot, the Rosh. Tisa Shem is not called a Tisa. I want everyone to realize something. Who told the Rosh that's the shot over here? I want to say something fascinating. Who told the Rosh that's the shot? Who told the Rosh that's the shot? Well, Tisa Shem will have Shem, and he has the kasha, the daftas, he has steers. I'll tell you what, he didn't see anything more. He couldn't understand. What's the problem? Why talk for coming to me? What I just said? You have a Rosh. Rosh got up and said, oh, in this Gemara state that a guy who's a Shem is not a Tfisa, and a Bari works. That's the sheet of the Rosh, that a Bari works. Fekir HaKasha, I don't say, who told you that's a Pshat? Adkid HaKashti, he went along and asked the Kasha on the test, how could the guy grab? I said, back out the ice. I don't say, why can't you do something? Oh, between the other, I'm done, Baba. He didn't understand the Gemara. He didn't understand the Gemara. Now, it could be that the reason is because he had Kashas from all the places that we train him ask. There's a lot of kashas from all over, right? There are cases where there are rayas that when you're a bori, you're allowed a chap, as I wrote later on the page, we'll see. But I'm just pointing out to you that from the fact that the Rishonim said all types of reasons, I mean, I'll tell you a simple shot. What do you mean? I'm the first guy. What do you mean? I leave it. If I were to ask you, by the way, what's the positive shot with you? I'd say, what do you mean? You pass the positive raya, that was the psak, and have a good day. You can't change the psak. Goodbye. By the way, it could be that's the pshat in Rashi. It could be that's the pshat in Rashi, by the way. It could be that's the pshat in Rashi. Because Rashi does, we're talking about a Tisa Bereshus. And still we pass him with Tzimi Yadeh, correct? And still we pass him with Tzimi Yadeh. As I wrote, say this, what's the man that holds with Tzimi Yadeh? I don't know. You can't change the psak. You can't take it. I'm the Muslim. I don't know. Say whatever you want. I don't know. Break your head. But I'm pointing out to you that the other four Rishonim that I just quoted over here, and it's very important for you to stress this. I mean, it wasn't so much with Tzimi Yadeh. If I would have done the Gemara, if I would have done such a Gemara, that's what you mean. The Magichir would say, right, and the Magichir will say, I'll be nursing home one day, and there'll be a Magichir saying, they're bringing some young guy to say, yeah, Fiyami. And the Arash was going to say that Fiyami in my nursing home? No way. Yeah, the Arash was going to be a big girl. Like, what? They'll probably do Omer today, not that way. Today. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm asking you a question. If I were to ask you, what's what I'm saying? I need to explain why I'm with seeing the other. I need to explain why I'm the Tzimi Yadeh. I don't know, I'm the Pesach. Look by me. I'm the Tzimi Yadeh. Have a good day. You see, not like that. The Rashba said because of Gzela. The Ramban said big raid because of, what do you call it? The Rosh said even bigger raid because of Tzisa Shema. The Rabbi Chana went, he dropped an atom bomb over here and he said it's a Pesach Vadeh Mamish, like he saw him. Chayin. He means that's a Pesach B'chal. That's what Tzimi Yadeh. I have to explain that. The Mutchazach. That's very interesting. Okay.
Rashi holds this Pesach?
What? I don't know, I'm not sure. Rashi, I'm leaving open. I forgot to put it in there. Rashi is not clear. What? Maybe it's because you can't change the sock. I don't know. Yes, I am. Yeah? I'm not sure. Rashi's not clear. Let's move over to one base. Yeah. In the light of this, what I just said, that the Rishonim mushed gefarlof to explain why Metzi Miyadai, let's look at one base. And what's the shadow of aim Metzi Miyadai? It's a Gantz Rambam. It's a Gantz Rambam. So let's see. So Rabbanan says dramatic raid. This is the drama of Rabbanan. One base, one. Do you have it? So according to Rabbanan, it's a Pesach Sofik. Pesach Sofik, you keep changing. That's how dramatic Rabbanan learned the Machlekes. Shot number two is, because it's not a Maisik Zela. And it's a dinner called Angvar, and the male, Tavis Kareem Mursik. Who says that's the Pshat of the one who holds you a lot of chap? Where do we see such a Pshat? That the reason why you're a lot of chap, like the man that holds any Metzim Yad, is because the Pshat is called Angvar, and Rebbe Chapsa Chaps it. Who said such a Pshat? The Chuvah Zarajba said it, Pshat in the Rambam, that the reason why you're a lot of chap and any Metzim Yad is because the Pshat to begin with is called Angvar. Now, I want the Elam to understand the ramifications of what I just said. It means whenever it says, I'm waiting to make a Havel of Araya, all it means is that he's the first guy who grabbed it. Everybody, it's a free-for-all. I want to stress what the consequences, what the ramifications of such a pshat is. That when we see all over Shas, Havaytzi Mechavel Varaya, what it means is, he was the first Olam, he was the first violent guy. Leave it by the first guy, because the first guy is Olam. Somebody else will grab it, you can grab it back and forth. You're a Goslin, you're Mr. Shkin Goslin. You're not a Goslin. You're not a Goslin, because the pshat is that's the psak. I'm not called a Maisek Zela, which by the way, according to the Rajma, leaves us with a very interesting machlekas. Is it called a Maisek Zela or not? Is the fact that it's by me first, is that enough to make it a Maisek Zela or not? Akapanam, that's what the Rajma says. Number three is, which is a very reasonable shot, is that we leave it by number two, is the Mutzik cannot take away from a Tafus. You can't take away from a Tafus. You're a Mutzik, very nice, but he's a Tafus. A Maisek Zela, right, it's enough to block a Mutzik. Number four is Shitas Rashi, who holds that, I forgot to put in one more thing over here. Hold on. Whose sheet is this? Okay, where is she? Hold on a second. Yeah, like this. What are the Maniyam holds you allowed to grab? So, shot number one is a Rochonis of Sak Sofik. Shot number two is not a Maisik Zela called Olin Gvar. Oh, no, I wrote it. I wrote it in number two. We're going to go to number two. We're holding in one, base two. Pishalaya Maisik Zela, so what? So you're not a Goslin, because it's called a Gvar. But I didn't call it a Gvar, Umela Hatofos Nia Muzik. Just one second. I want to think about it. Give me 2 minutes, okay? There's a steer here. There's a mistake here. Let me add on, something that it says over here, okay? The Zach is like this. The Fida Rajba, it's complicated. To go back 2 steps, okay? The Fida Rajba, why is Tuk for Kohen Metzi Miyadai? I just have something that I want to separate a confusion here. One second. I mean, one, base, two. Got it? Okay. Listen carefully. The Rajma says the reason why I talk for Koyim but see me other is because it's called Gzela. What does the other man the Yama hold? The other man the Yama says, is that called Gzela? It's not called Gzela. Now, why isn't it called Gzela? You could learn. that it's not called Gzela, because Lysa, you're a Mosek, now I'm the top, it's not called Gzela. The Rajma said a more extreme Lashon in the Chumas of Rajma, that the Pesach is called Lashon, it's not called Gzela, because to begin with, the Pesach is everybody can grab, I can grab, you can grab, you can grab, I can grab. There's no problem. So stuck with one image and the other, a lot of grab. But we pass Kentucky from Messina the other, that it is called Gzela. I want to stress something now clearly. Why is it called Gzela? Because the Pesach is not called Almagar. I want to go slowly. I want to say something very, very important. Watch. The one who holds you a lot of grab, the Rajma says in Truva is on the Rabbin, it's called Almagar. You can grab back and forth. Yeah, called the Gazan. You can grab back and forth, grab back and forth, slowly. What is all the money we hold? It is a nice Gzela. Why is it a nice Gzela? If the Pesach is called Almagar, it's not called Gzela. The answer is the Pesach is not called Almagar. The Pesach is, leave it by it is. So therefore you went in and did my six zero. That means the psak is not called on Gvar. The psak of Amos Gvar is not a psak of called on Gvar. Psak of Amos Gvar is leave it by the music. Leave it by the music. So then we spoke about what's sakam shat when you have rishos. What's sakam shat when you do a beheter? So here on that side, it means like this. On the side that it's not a my six zero, who's called on Gvar. That's the one who holds Tukfu Koy and Amos Gvar. But we paskin there is a ma'asek zeila, because we paskin it's not called on gvar. It's not called on gvar. It's not a ma'asek zeila. So then we had a chakira. So why takla does het to work? Why takla when it's not a zeila does it work? Because it's not a zeila. So what? There we bought a raya that the pshat is because you become a mosek now. That means there's two extremes. If I hold takla for koin ain mutzi miyada you lot of grab because the psak is called on gvar, you're not called the gaz. You can do whatever you want. If I hold takla for koin mutzi miyada because you're called the gaz because the psak is no, I'm the mosek and I'm the mosek and it stays by me. So why when it's a heter, and why when it's a shus is a beseder? So then the pshat is, we have two tzadim. One is because you become a tofus, and the other pshat is, no, because you become a mosek, and now the mosekus changes. And that's how we got to the teretz on the kasha, the big kasha from Milsa David the Gluya, which I'm not going over now. So what comes out is that the maskan of the Gemara Lefi, the shakam atayr, is a very extreme shakam atayr. According to the, what do you call it, according to the pshat of Manu, Amosim, you're allowed to grab back and forth because it's called on kvar, it's up in the air, there's no pshak of mosek. According to the first side, you're not allowed to grab because you're a gazik as well as mosek. When you have rishus to grab, or when you take a behetu, then you become the mosek, and now you win the case. But it's not a hefkerbel, it's not just back and forth, leave it where it is. That's very clear. What is Hamoed Zimechavel Rai? Is Hamoed Zimechavel Psakov called on Gvar, or is a Psakov given to the mosek? That is a machlekes. No, if it's not Gzela, then. If you're not called a Goslin, but I don't need you to become a Mosek. That's why I said this mistake here. If I hold that the Psak's name is called Agra, I need you to become a Mosek. It's called Agra. We can cut back and forth. I don't need you to become a Mosek. I can grab, you can grab, you can grab. There never was a Psak of leave it where it is. If I hold that, you're not allowed to grab because you're a Goslin. Because I'm the Mosek. Now you want to know, what does it help me if I'm not a Goslin? That we said the raid, that the voice you become the Mosek. That's very clear. That's a major addition. If you become the Heter, then you become the Mosek now. Okay. Number four is Shitas Rashi. To the Madiyam Olt Ein Metzina is only B'Shasek Rakach Tzavach. Okay. I just said four things now in the Tzad of Ein Metzina. One is a Bochonetz of Sak Sofik. Number two is it's not a Meisik Zer because it's called on Gvar. Number three is your Mosek can't take out of a Tafas. Number four is Shitas Rashi that we're talking about a case Shasek Rakach Tzavach where you had the Rishos to do it. Lalocha we pass in Tufa Koyin. Now we get to very, very important. I would say one gimel. I wrote in six lines, seven lines, a summary of over a week of shir. Did you notice? So number one aleph is the madiyam hold tzak for koyin metzian. One base is the madiyam hold tzak for koyin ein metzian. One gimel is what are the cases where even though we pass can tzak for koyin metzian, what are the exceptions to that rule? So I wrote a number of things. Number one, let's go over the rules. You can wake up again in the middle of the night. When does everybody agree talk for Kayin and Metzian? One, the Rosh says by Bari. Two, Taisha says Nichas Seheter. Three, the Rabban, when you do a Tisa Bereshos, and according to the Rosh, that's the Yisrael of Haidon, Daf Kupes on the base. Right? We had that strange command, Daf Kupes, with the whole day on it. The Rosh says that over there it works because it was Haidon. What Haidon? There's no Haidon over there. It was the middle of, the four Kashas. Remember the four Kashas? It was the middle of the month. It was the Sekhar Dedina. Was the Shana Rav Nachman. And what? And the one says toughest, four kashas, nifloid. Right? So he said the answer is the Rosh. That's number three. Number four is when it's trade, there's no cheskos moment. Number five, Milsa David de Laguia, but not by Karka, is not Tfis and Karka. We spoke at that length the whole day. The Milsa David de Laguia is only a site when you are called a Tophos. We said, according to the Rajbah, there's no such thing as Avid de Laguia, because you're not a Tophos, because you're a Goslin, right? According to the Rosh, there's no such thing as Avid de Laguia, because you're not a Tophos, you're a Shema. Six, Kaidim Shanel at a Sophic, something that we didn't speak a lot about. But Tzitas Tesis says another rule called when you grab it before. What it says is, and number seven is, we spoke out of Dova Neira. According to the Rosh had three cases where you're allowed to grab. What were they again? Milsa David de Gluye, Trey, Rishos. And the Ramban himself said, a shocking nafkamina between the three rules. That what? That in the case of Trey, where two grabs it, one can grab it back. In the case of Milsa David de Gluye, two grabs it, one can grab it back. In the case of two grabs it by Rishos, he can't grab it back because two became a Moslem. It's shocking, it's Neira and Arayas. If I was looking for Arayas to the two levels, here you have it. You can have a case where two can get it, but one can still grab back. And you can have a case where two can get it, one can't grab back. Isn't it shocking? You found someone to believe. The Teretz is because here he became a Moslem, and he was only a Tophos. Number eight was a nice summary to point out something. Lamai said there are three Terutzim on the Kasha from Ksubas Tavchofim et al. What's the Kasha from Ksubas Tavchofim et al? Anybody remember? You'll remember. What's the Kasha from Ksubas Tavchofim et al? Moik Rab, what do you say? Tavchofim et al, it says that when you have Trey, you're allowed to grab, right? How many Terutzim do we know now? One. Over there, it's a Bari. The Rosh over there, Vaistis was learning that that's the Teretz. The Teretz over there says that's the Teretz, you're a Bari. Two, Trey, three, Kredish and Elasophic. We have three Terutzim on that Gemara and Subas, which gave birth to these three Terutzim. One Dalit is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam, Paskas, the Halacha, you're allowed to grab. Talk for Kravitz, Yimiyadai. So the Rambam is very Shver. He was like Rabban Nuna, says the Kesem Mishnah. So the main kasha, there's many, many kasha in the Rambam, but the main kasha is, so how do you do Maisa Behema? Halei, it's Pei Temoina, Moina Shekoin. So you have a huge mega teretz of the Rajba that is talking about over there, Sofik, Pidja, and Petach Amor, where you are Amor, Kama, and the Seh, and about you are Amor, Kama, and the Seh, over there, the Rambam is made that you're not allowed to grab. And since you're not allowed to grab, then it's called the Yisrael. By the way, I want to point out, it's called the Yisrael Bevadai, not Slamba Sofik. It's called the Yisrael Bevadai. It's called the Yisrael Bevadai. Vechena. That's $1. Number two. Now we move over to Tfisa by Schneiberg's and Metallus. By Schneiberg's and Metallus, there's Echleku. Are you allowed to grab or not? So we have four Nekudis. The Gemara says, let's go slowly. What is the din by grabbing by where Echleku? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to grab. By Tzavach, you can't grab. You can't grab. Why not? One, according to Rabban, why can't you grab? Because of the same reason that you can't grab by Tukfar Kain. Landmark Rabban. This landmark Rabban is a landmark Rabban because of what I wrote in the parentheses here, in the brackets. That means the Rabban told us on Ahmed Beis that the reason why number two is not allowed to grab is because number one has a Cheskas Mamin. You have to remember this Rabban for the rest of your life, stating this Rabban on the Vavam and Aleph. That the reason why you're not allowed to grab from Yachleku is each guy's a Muzik and half the Talis, and the Rabban pointed it out in the last line. The Rabban asked, each guy's Muzik Yaser Mehacheni Alachetzi. Shocking Rabban. And that, by the way, spinned off a whole bunch of Kashas. What were the Kashas that are spinned off? A, why end up base was he looking for reasons why it's Yachleku? He just said each guy's Muzik go there. Not just Muzik. We're Tamid Chacham today. Today we know that what? That Muzik is what? That Moshe is the Ramban. When he says Moshe, he means Moshe. He means the high level, right? The one that doesn't work by Trey. And yet, Ramban on the base of an Aleph, all he was able to squeak out was that we don't do Yachleik, we don't do Kol Dalang Bar because we can't take it for you. He should say we have a Chazaka. Each guy has half. Same way, why is Bari Vishama work? The Ramban Paskins and Bob Basser that a Bari guy's Hashama works. All of this is hinting to us that perhaps the Ramban held that each guy's Moshe is only after the Psak of Yachleik, not before. It doesn't help for the second thing, but maybe it does. There are those who want to tie in that the Ramban says by us that each guy's Moshek in half, and you have a Cheskas moment which doesn't allow you to grab, is only after there's a Psak Yachleku, then you become a Moshek in half. Yesh La'ayim was a hater if that's true or not. That would be a big Yeshua for the Ramban. That means the Ramban has to hold, they're both holding on to the Talos equally. That thing he said that each guy's holding on to half, and therefore you can't grab. So that's what it called. Yeah. Number two is, according to the Rosh, Bari works. We have a catastrophe. So why not all can't you grab? I would add on, by the way, according to the Rambam, have the same catastrophe. The Rambam holds you allowed to grab. So why not all can't you grab? What do we have a teretz on that? Only good teretz that we know of. It's the famous teretz of Kuncha Sveikus, who taught us that what? That Yachleku is not Shema. Then according to Kuncha Sveikus, the Rambam and the Rosh, Omen Alpha and Omen Beza, no Shachas, each other Bechal. The Korbul Zelza. that no shaykh is to each other b'chal, in the middle of what? So, therefore you're not allowed to grab, and there's nothing to talk about, and there's no shaykh is on the vase. Number three, Rashi holds on Amid Beis that even Hashem's about Kach Tzavach, and I just want to point out to you. According to the Ramban and the Kunja Sekus, the Gemara over here says you're not allowed to grab. You're not allowed to grab. Rabban says because of the same reason as Amid Beis, the Cheskos Mamon. According to the Kunja Sekus, that you're allowed to grab by a bari over here, it's a different reason because of Echloiku. According to Rashi, we have a different type of stira. Hale Rashi says on Amid Beis that by Hashem's about Kach Tzavach, you're not allowed to grab. And over here, the Gemara says, "Vashal zvach katzav, you're allowed to grab." It's a, if I got to see you, I want to point out something. According to Kunjus Vekas, where is it harder to grab from? From Yechleiku. According to Kunjus Vekas, I want to say something very, very important. This is a major part of a summary. According to the Rambam and the Rosh, we pass on Allah on the base that by Bari you're allowed to grab. Rambam, you're always allowed to grab. So why not with Alf? Can you grab? Yechleiku is a different side. You can't change the side of Yechleiku. In Rashi's punk pakert. Hale Rashi says on Amid Beis that the case of Motzi Miyodu we are not allowed to grab is even by Shalsa Vrakach Tzavach. Amid Alpha says you're allowed to grab by Shalsa Vrakach Tzavach. It's Mufurish. The Masa Shalab of Zeru, is it a Hidonah? But on the Tzad that it works, it works. The Teretz says, because Amid Alpha is always a Mufzik. That means according to the Kunjah Svegas, Amid Alpha is worse than Amid Beis. On Amid Beis, there are cases where you're allowed to grab. By Motzi Miyodu, Amid Alpha, you can't grab because you can't change the Psaq. And according to Rashi, it's Punkfakert. According to Rashi, by Shalsa Vrakach Tzavach, you can't grab because you can't take it away from a Mufzik. Yachleku, where there's nobody who's a Mufzik, Shitas Rashi, the Shitas and the Beis and the Beis, the both guys are holding onto the talis equally. So there's a din of Yachleku, but there's no reason why I can't grab. So therefore, Shalsik Vakach Tzavach works. So why can't I grab by Tzavach? Why can't I grab? Because Tzavach is my Zeil, that you can't do. That means I'm pointing out to you three reasons why I can't grab from Yachleku. Reason number one is the Ramban who says it's the international global din that you can't grab from a Mufzik. According to the Kutas Vekas, it's a local Yachleku vart, because you can't go change the Psaq of Yachleku. And according to Rashi, there's a major problem. Hale Rashi holds that even Mashal Vakach Tzavach, you're not allowed to grab. So it can't be part of the global vart. It can't be part of the global vart. It can't be part of the global vart. So why are we here, Mashal Vakach Tzavach, are you allowed to grab? Why are you allowed to grab Mashal Vakach Tzavach? The answer is, because it's not part of the global vart. The global vart doesn't apply over here. Over here, there's nobody as a Mosek. So then why can't I grab? When it goes, because of Mike's exhale. You're not allowed to do it Mike's exhale, even by a psychic exhale, you can't do. That's not one part. I wrote in 2-4, yeah? What did I write in 2-4? In 2-4, I wrote a usual Shitasa, and I wrote that according to the Kunjah Svekus who holds, that you can never change the psychic of Yachleku, so what does Shasav Yachach Tzavach help? Say it. Are you changing the psychic? The answer is no. Shasav Yachach Tzavach is a what? It's a full scale what? Full scale Haida. It's a full-scale Haidah, so Tosis had Shver, so what's topic number one? You could grab it by Shalsa Vakach Tzavach, so what? That's a full-scale Haidah, that doesn't give you rights in the object. Today you don't have any rights in the object, that's what Tosis had to learn, that topic number one was a different topic. But if I hold, Lamashal, that you could change the Psaq of Yachalikud, just the problem is the international global problem, so then the word is Shalsa Vakach Tzavach could be a Tvisa Virshos, and that's all the Rishayim learned. What's number three? Number three is a shasugya. Number three is that mitoicha sugya came out one of the most important yisaitis and dilemmas in shas, which wasn't connected to the topic of Torah for Kain, and that was before in the Gemara that if I hold a mitzvah chavel v'raya gives the suffix b'chor to who? To the Yisrael could use it for ma'aseh him. I want to summarize it in the way I just said. You already just said. It's before in the Gemara that if Hawaitz Mechavel Varaya gives the Suffolk Bechor to the Yisrael, he could be mafresh Meister Behema with it. That's what the Gemara says. The question is why? Hawaitz Mechavel Varaya is a Psaq Suffolk. How can he go ahead and give Meister Behema? That's the Kasha. Suffolk Yisrael Chomer, Suffolk Mitzvahs. How many Torahs do we know on that Kasha? But that's Kasha A. And I wrote over here, Kasha B is, why is it Tali Mitzvah and A Mitzvah? There are two fundamental kashas on the Gemara. The Gemara says that the psak of Hamaytze Mechavel Mariah that gives it to the Yisrael allows him to give Maisa Behema, allows him to use it for Esrik, allows him to be Mekadosh Aleidi. Why? A. And B is, why is it Tolei Matzin and Matzin? So how many Mahalachim do we say on this? Four. The Mahalach of Rabbi Chanan is that the reason why Hamaytze Mechavel Mariah can apply to Yisrael is because he has a psak of Vadai. I suppose have to do whether a kohen could grab or not. Who cares? The answer is it's a simon. If the kohen could grab, it's a rather it's a psak suffic. If the right can't grab, it's a rather psak father. That's the extreme answer that Rabbi Chanan answered. The extreme answer that Rabbi Chanan answered about why is it that the psak of Moshe Rabbeinu Raya of the Yisrael can go allow him to use it for mitzvahs is because Moshe Rabbeinu Raya is a psak vader. If you hold talk for kohen, ain't matzim the other. Shita the Nesivas is the other extreme. That there's no way in the world that a psak moment could help for Yisrael. And the reason why over there, why the Yisrael is allowed to do this is because the kohen was miyaj. Why was the kohen miyaj? Because he can't grab. Aye, if Mominus doesn't apply to Yisurim Bechlal, why in the world is the Kohen allowed to what? Why is the Yisrael allowed to eat it? Because the Suffolk Zayla, Torah didn't ask her. Azay Zakhtu Nesivus. Shot 3. If Shemin, all Dine Torah which are told in Mominus, we go bust a Mominus. Aye, if all Dine Torah which go bust a Mominus, we go bust a Mominus, so what do I care if the Kohen can chop or not? Who cares? He says, if the Kohen can chop, then there's a problem with Ma'aseh Behemah because it's called Shutfim, it's not called Miyuchad of Yisrael. 3 Aleph 4. With Medayik and Rashi, not like any of these Shutfim, because Rashi says explicitly, he doesn't say anything about Yish, he doesn't say anything about Shutfim. He says Tzad Tzchiyah, which is not like Rav Chanan, correct? That means Rashi learns that what is the problem called the Kohen grab? He has a Tzad Tzchiyah, has a finger in it. And that brought us to the new Pshat of why it works for Isurim and Mitzvahs. The Pshat is not because of the radical Pshat of Rabbi Chanan that it's a Vade, not the Pshat. It's not because of the radical Pshat of the Nesivas that the guy was Miyayish. It's not because of the non-radical Pshat of Rabbi Shimon that Mumin is always passing through Isurim except for over here. The Pshat is that there's a fundamental Shaila, does the Psak of the Moshe Gavaya give it to you or doesn't give it to you? And it's a practical question. Do you have it or you don't have it? Did the Psak allow you to keep it or not? Well, if the Psak allow you to keep it, that's enough to be called yours. And that's why it's told you whether the Tokfa Kohen is seen or not, whether or not the Kohen has a Tzad Tzchi or not. We had this humongous kasha over here in 3 bays. 1, we had this kasha from Baba Basra Dapay Aleph. What did it say in Baba Basra Dapay Aleph? Taragam the Morakama Paskin that what? That on the land itself, we leave the land by who? By the Meicher. But the guy who bought the 2 trees, Misafik, has to do what? Has to bring Bikurim. The question is why? Once we paskin on the land, that the land is what? In the way to Mechavarai, we leave it by the Morakama, by the seller. So we paskin Mominus. Once you paskin Mominus, why doesn't it have ramifications on the what? On the midst of Bikurim. The same way in our Gemara we see. That the way to Mechavarai of the Yisrael allows him to give Maisa Behema is over there, let the psak that the land goes to the Meicher, paskin, that the Lekech. Doesn't have to be in Bikurim. What do we say over there? This all not this shocking Torah to the VSU, which I printed out for you. What did he answer? That the din of Hoitzeh of Raya, which passes for Yisrael, only passes for the guy who's a Mosik. Copy the other guy, he still has a Suffolk. The Mosik says it's yours, Legabi you. Well, Legabi him, it's so called a Suffolk. And therefore, he is hired to bring Bikurim, shocking raid. And that is the end of the Sugya Tarfa Koyin. On Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to start. What are we starting on Sunday? On Sunday, if you're not a man, you're meant to say that, yeah. But Akoponim, we're going to start with Hashem, Tanar of Tachtiv of Amarava, to the huge sugya. It's going to take most of the next week. It's a Shas sugya, which has many, 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 many prati pratim. It's Murray the Kishmak Mustama. It's more of Hashem than Tak for Kayin Mustama. But we'll see. One technical announcement tonight. There will not be questions and answers. I'll be here tonight for Night Seder. And this. If we're talking about sphakas, so the Suffolk towels tomorrow. The Chazaka de Meikara is that there are towels.
There's a pool.
What?
Pool?
Can you?
Is there a pool?
A pool. At a price. I thought you weren't an Elam Hasidic. Punked you to ask such a question. Mela, if Reska would have asked such a question, I would have understood, or whatever, the Adapri guys. But you to ask such a question, like a Bchanina and a Kav Chavuvin, Mayim, Al Aritz Tish, Paschal Melach Teichal, what pool? What's a pool? You mean for mikvah? The Pashtis is this towels. If it's not, I'll notify everybody. What's towels this year? How do you know? We were there last week, with towels. Oh, we have a late report in over here. There were towels last week, so it's a chazaka demar kama, chazaka demar kama. Well, if I say the bus is going to leave on time, so come on time, okay?